ございます。
おはようございます。
私の名前は山村純子です。
My name is 純子山村。
ジョエルから私をしてほしいというメールが来たとき、私はすぐにいいですよと返事をしました。なぜかというと、まだ独身の若い人たちにぜひ聞いてほしいと思ったからです。私と豊は30年前に出会ってお互いに好きになりました。でもどうして好きになったのかは分かりません。きっと私が可愛い女の子で豊がちょっとかっこいい男の子だったからかなと思います。皆さん、それは30年前の私たちですから。私たち2人には何一つ共通点がありません。2人とも音楽が好きです。でも豊はロックンロール、私はクラシック。2人ともテレビでのスポーツ観戦が好きです。でも豊はイチローとサッカー、私はフィギュアスケートと相撲豊は猫、私は犬豊は車を走ればいい、私はかっこよくなきゃダメ。全てが違う風でうまくいくと思いますか？可愛い彼女とかっこいい彼は昔の話です。
When I received Joel's message requesting I consider sharing a testimony, I immediately wrote a response saying yes. One of the reasons is because I have something I would like to share, especially with those in our church who are young and single. Yutaka and I first met 30 years ago, and we were attracted to each other immediately. But interestingly, I have no idea why. Of course, I was a cute young girl, and he was sort of handsome. Don't forget I'm talking about 30 years ago now. There is nothing similar about us, nor anything that we share in common. We both like music, but Yutaka likes rock and roll, and I like classical music. We both like to watch sports on TV, but Yutaka likes to watch Ichiro in baseball and soccer, but whereas I like figure skating and sumo. Yutaka likes cats, I like dogs. Yutaka is content with a car as long as it runs, whereas I like to drive a cool-looking car. Do you think a couple who is so different can actually have a successful relationship? Don't forget the cute girl and somewhat handsome boy status passes away over time.
私たちには愛する一人息子ミツルがいます。もちろん彼のことはとても愛しています。彼も私たちを大好きです。だから3人で仲良く暮らしていたのかもしれません。そんな息子も大学からはずっと東京で暮らしています。つまり私たちに危機がやってきたのです。さあどうしたらいいのでしょう。神様のご計画は最高です。そんな時神様の方から私たちに近づいていらしたのです。バプテスマを受けるまでの話は割愛させていただきますが、私は2005年の2月20日にバプテスマを受け、その半年後に豊も晴れてクリスチャンになりました。それからの2人の生活はまるで変わりました。だって何一つ共通点のなかった私たちの唯一の共通点が神様なんですから。全ての優先順位が神様になりました。毎朝2人で祈り、聖書を読み、希望書の時間を持ちます。1週間の始まりは日曜日の礼拝からです。考えてみてください。日曜日のお父さんが、今日は天気がいいからディズニーランドに行こうと言ったとします。もちろん子供はやったーと大賛成。そこでお母さんが、何言ってるの、私は礼拝に行くんだから日曜日にディズニーランドなんか行けるわけないでしょと言ったら、子供にとって教会とはディズニーランドに行くのを邪魔する嫌なところになってしまいます。私の友達で子供が熱があると嘘をついて学校を休ませてディズニーランドへ行っていた人もいますが、それも悪いことですよね。夫婦の優先順位も同じ。それは神様、こんなに素晴らしいことはありません。二人が仲良くやっていくための一番の秘訣です。おかげさまで私と豊は時々変化をしても、そんな時は祈って聖書を読んで仲直りをする夫婦になりました。ですからまだ若い独身の皆さん、今かっこいい男の子も30年保証はありません。家電品でも保証期間は5年でしょ。神様を信じ、神様に委ねてみましょう。
We have one beloved son, Mitsudo. Of course, we love him deeply, and he has a good relationship with us, too. And we three seem to have enjoyed living together while he was growing up. But once Mitsudo entered university, he moved to Tokyo, where he still lives now. And that means Yutaka and I entered a time of potential crisis in our marriage. What should we do? God's plan is amazing. It was at that time that God drew nearer to us. I'm not going to share all of the story of our conversion in this testimony, but I was baptized on February 20th, 2005, and 6 months later, Yutaka became a Christian. At that point, our lives were drastically changed. Just think about it. A couple who never shared any commonality now had the most unifying thing in common. That's God. Now our first priority has become God. Every morning, we share a time of devotion together, praying together, reading scripture together. Each week, we begin our week together worshiping God with the church on Sunday. Just think about the significance of that a little bit more. For example, if the father goes on a Sunday morning and says to the family, "Hey, today's weather is great. Let's go to Disneyland." Then of course the children will be excited and readily agree. Yes! Then imagine the mom says, "What are you talking about? We can't go to Disneyland. I worship with the church every Sunday." In the children's eyes and hearts, the church and worship become walls standing between them and Disneyland. I even have friends who have called the school and lied, saying that their kids have a fever and can't come to school so that they can go to Disneyland. And that isn't a very good way either. But as a couple, our priorities are now the same. Our first priority is God. This wonderful fact is the secret to strengthening and growing our relationship as a husband and wife. Of course, there are times when we disagree and argue, but in those moments we pray, read the Bible, and have become a couple that can resolve our conflicts. So I want to encourage all of you, especially all of the young singles here today, there is no 30-year warranty on a man, no matter how handsome he is. Even the electronics we buy at the store have a maximum 5-year warranty. It's very important, rather, to believe in God and to trust in Him together.
ところで、考え方やライフスタイルを変えてくださった素晴らしい神様に、どういうギフトを捧げたいのか。私は神様から明るさと強さというギフトを与えられたと思っています。明るさと強さを持ちながら、それを温かさと優しさに変えて神様にお返ししたいと思っています。私は子供の時、1対39になっても正しいと思ったことは限りを強い子でした。そして明るく、いつでも自信に満ちていますか、いました。それは決して悪いことではないと思いますが、私に足りないのは温かさと優しさだと思っています。明るさが LED の明るさではなく、ろうそくの温かさに、強さが弱い人の立場に立てる優しい強さに変えられたら、神様はどれほど喜ばれることでしょう。それは私にとってとっても難しいことです。でも毎日毎日たくさんの恵みを与えてくださっている神様に、与えられるだけというのは欲張りです。身近なところから、そして小さなことからでも、10年、20年と続けていけば、神様も成長したなと思ってくださることでしょう。豊かと仲良く手をつないで、お互いに励まし合いながら、神様を愛していきたいです。
When I think of the amazing God who gifted me with a change of heart and life, what kind of gift can I offer back to Him? I believe God gave me the character traits and character gifts of being cheerful and strong. While I thankfully receive those gifts from Him, I want to offer them back to God as warmth and kindness. As a child, even if it was 39 against 1, if I thought something was right, I would boldly stand my ground and say it. And I was a cheerful, self-confident child. And while those can be good character traits, I think I was lacking in warmth of heart and spirit, and in kindness. I believe God would be more pleased with a cheerful heart that gives off the warm glow of a candle than that of the stark, cold brightness of an LED light bulb. I think you would find greater joy in me having the strength to stand with kindness and sensitivity beside a weak or struggling person. Honestly, it is very difficult for me to develop that kind of character, but each and every day I experience the outpouring grace from our loving God to make steps towards becoming that kind of person. Beginning with myself and starting in small ways, I would like to look back 10 years from now and 20 years from now and be able to say that God blessed me with growth and maturity, walking hand in hand together with Yukaka, encouraging each other along the way. My hope and prayer is that together we will continue to love God more and more.
はい、すみなさん、私の証を聞いていただきましてありがとうございました。
Beloved Church, I want to thank you so much for giving me the chance to share this testimony with all of you and for patiently listening to me.